Jeb Bush can eat my shorts. There, I've said it. Not very eloquent, but truthful in theme without words I can't say via the airwaves. The Daily Mail puts it this way. Jeb Bush jumps into presidential picture with holiday message saying he will actively explore a White House run in 2016. This country's under enough attack from the radical left. We don't need to also continue this movement toward an aristocracy where the members of the same family keep being elected to the same high offices. It's not just the establishment, moderate Republican Bush family, but Democrats too. We've got wives elected to take the places of their husbands in the U.S. Congress and more. Certainly throughout the history of the country, such has happened from time to time, but in our media-connected age where little is local, I believe that Jeb, Hillary, and others contribute to a desensitizing effect upon our society toward the idea of having a de facto political aristocracy. Many of us now enjoy and have warm feelings toward the English royals as well as those from other countries. From afar, we enjoy the pomp and ceremony and especially the regal history attached to these institutions and families. And in the same way, I've noticed many of us who should know better seem to enjoy the idea of dynastic political families on our own soil. An aristocracy is classically the highest class in certain societies, especially those holding hereditary titles or offices. Aristocracy in any form is repugnant to the American ideal and to the Republican principles upon which our society and country is founded. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.